The Clean Energy Jobs Act aims to cut emissions of greenhouse gases and boost the use of renewable fuels. The bill potentially opens the door to more use of nuclear power in Wisconsin. That troubles the Carbon-Free, Nuclear-Free Coalition, which includes state and national environmental groups. Coalition coordinator Jennifer Nordstrom says the current bill would give the nuclear power industry more leeway in dealing with highly radioactive waste.
Right now, there's a very objective way of determining whether you can build new nuclear reactors in Wisconsin. Is there a federally licensed waste repository or not? And changing it would really remove that objective criteria and would probably just result in the nuclear waste sitting outside of the nuclear reactors.
The Nuclear Free Coalition has just written the authors of the state legislation asking that the nuclear language be dropped. One of the lawmakers, Madison Representative Spencer Black, says the wording could be left in and no nuclear reactors would be added in the state. He says that's as long as the bill maintains a 25% renewables goal and aims for a 2% per year cut in electricity use.
Given the current reserve capacity of our electrical system here in Wisconsin, the reality is we're not going to be building new plants of any sort in Wisconsin for the foreseeable future.
Black says the Clean Energy Jobs Act is still being rewritten, but he hopes the bill will pass and be signed into law on Earth Day next month. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.